So see, not everybody said, I'm a Christian. Not all of them are Christians. I said something in youth last night. What if I had you go stand in a garage and start shouting, I'm a car, I'm a car, I'm a car. Does that mean you become a car? No. That's what we think. That's what we think about Christianity. If I sit in a church, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. That doesn't make you a Christian. You can sit in church all you want, unless you're Christ-like, living like Jesus, talking like Jesus. It ain't just, you know, anymore. It has nothing to do with just saying, I like this, the sinner's prayer. You know how many people have said the sinner's prayer and live like hell? I can't count the number of people I know that said a sinner's prayer and they don't live like Jesus. I'm sick of that. I'm sick of a watered-down sinner's prayer. You know what they used to do in the old days? Used to come down the altar till they really, really got it, and they never went back to the world again when they got up.
So tell me all your dreams. Tell me all your fears and what you're longing for the most. It's not another way that'll end up the same.
Sometimes we need to sit here for a few days when we decide to give our life to Jesus. And when we get up, we tell ourselves, we ain't going back. You ain't saved till you make that decision. I'm serious. You know, we've watered down the cost of Christ. We've watered down the blood of Jesus. We've watered down the cross. We've watered down the sacrifice of God by thinking a few words one day when we were emotional because, oh, I'm scared I might burn in hell. And we said those words and we think, oh, I've settled that. Now I'll go live like hell. You know, you can't have spring water and salt water come out of the same mouth. Isn't that what Jesus said?
So tell me all your dreams. Tell me all your fears and what you're longing for the most. It's not another way that'll end up the same, for it's under my control. I'll be the one who you can cry to.
Aren't you concerned with the lack of godliness and holiness in the body of Christ? Aren't you concerned that your children really don't want God? I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that a lot of your children, the only reason they're in church is because you make them. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that we'll lose an entire generation because we compromised and didn't want to feel uncomfortable. I'm concerned. Say, Pastor Jack, why are you so strong? You know, why are you so strong about that? Because it's true. It ain't strong. You know what we call strong today? The middle truth. If we really preached the way the Bible said, we probably wouldn't have very many people in church. If I just sat there and preached exactly the way Jesus did, you'd hate my God. Are you here? Warning was in Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their... You know what happens, folks, is all the mercy-motivated people, and oh, the church has a lot of them, the mercy-motivated people will see the leadership come up and discipline or correct somebody and go, oh, you know why good leadership should do that? They don't put up with the wolf. If you're coming in here to sure something up and start something and it ain't got the vision God give this church, and it ain't going down the same direction God's called us to go, you're going to hear from it, because you probably belong to somebody else, and you're not going to do any damage to this body right here as long as I'm the pastor. And I believe that with all my heart. I have seen people with good intentions destroy churches with good intentions. You say everybody should allow everybody in church. If that's true, you haven't read the Bible. They kicked some of them out. And they didn't fellowship with some of the others because they were living in sexual immorality.
Sometimes you're closer than the skin, and you surround me like a winter fog. You've come and burned me with a kiss, and my heart burns for you, and my heart. So filthy with my sin.
If you're a believer, you ought to be casting out devils. If you ain't seen a devil, you know why? You know why you ain't casting out devils and you don't see very many devils? Because they ain't afraid of you. You know, and they ain't going to manifest themselves because they know you ain't going to do anything about it anyway. And you know what? You'll never see in the spirit realm as long as you're playing church. The only time you're going to start seeing the spirit realm is when God can rely on you to do something about what you see. And if you ain't going to do something about what you see, or keep saying, I don't really believe that, then he ain't going to show you anything. When I got serious with God, I said, God, show me the spirit realm. I'll tell you, all hell broke loose, and I saw all kinds of stuff. Don't pray that prayer unless you're ready for it. It'll kill you. I started seeing demons. I started seeing shadows. I saw dark men and women going in and out of houses. I saw demons manifesting at work. I saw them everywhere. They are everywhere. The reason you don't see it is because you don't believe it, or you don't want nothing to do with it.
And my heart, it burns for you.
For the time will come when they will not endure. Now listen to this. Talking about the last days. Our generation. The time will come when you will not endure sound doctrine. You will have itching ears and heap on yourself teachers after your own lusts. Man, are we there or what? Okay, what should our response be about these people? 2 Timothy 2:15. Let's just read up here. You can turn to your Bibles too if you want. We'll speed it up just a little bit. Here's your response. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. Say approved. A worker who does not need to be what? Ashamed. Doing what? Rightly dividing the word. Now see, if you can't rightly divide the word of God, you should be ashamed because you're unapproved to God. If you can't rightly divide it yet, you need to start learning the word. Second Corinthians 11:3. As the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Alright, let me give you an example. Question, do you believe Jesus is the way? Amen. Jesus is the way, sure, isn't he? Right? He is not a way. He is not one way. He is the only way. Say it with me. Jesus is the only way. It's just the way it is. How many of you know that's the right way to respond? Is Jesus the only way? What's the wrong way? Giving him another gospel, another Jesus, another spirit, another way. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't deny that, can you? You're going to find out that right there defines a cult. Mostly, more than anything.
Now, if you can't fight by the word of God, you should be ashamed. The time will come when you will not endure sound doctrine. You will have itching ears and heap on yourself teachers after your own lives. Man, are we there?